رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has stated, the one who recites salat upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madini channel, in this silsila of fear of Allah Almighty, in episode 3 we had discussed the virtues of crying in the fear of Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this episode we shall discuss the parables in regards to the fear of Allah Almighty. One beautiful and helpful element in developing the fear of Allah Almighty is that we should study those parables of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala, in which the virtue of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is very distinctive. Let's listen to a few parables. Sayyiduna Bara radiyallahu anhu said, we were with the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam at a funeral. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam sat nearby a grave and wept so much that the earth became wet. Then he said, O brothers, prepare yourselves for this grave. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would view the hard windstorm and when sky would overspread by clouds, color of the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would change. Sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would enter his blessed chamber, and sometimes he would come out of it. And when after all it would rain, the state of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would also illuminate. I humbly ask the reason of it. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, I feared that this cloud might be a divine torment sent to my ummah. Sayyiduna Ata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I, along with Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Ubayd bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once went in the court of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and humbly said, tell us something about the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Upon this she began to weep and said, one night the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam came to me and said, let me leave so that I could worship Allah Azza wa Jal. To which I humbly said, I value more your closeness to Rabb Azza wa Jal than my own desire. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam stood in a corner of the home and started weeping. Thereafter he performed ablution, started reciting glorious Quran and broke into tears again and continued weeping until the tears fell to the ground. In the meantime, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu appeared, and upon seeing the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in tears, humbly asked, O the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for ye. Why are you weeping? This is for your sake, that the sins of those before you and those after you are forgiven. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, should I not become the grateful servant of Allah Azza wa Jal? And who can prevent me from weeping? Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal has sent down this blessed verse. Part 4, Surah Ali Imran, ayah 190-91. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the mutual alternation of night and day, are signs for the people of intelligence. Those who remember Allah while standing and sitting and lying on their sides and contemplate on the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, O our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Glory be to you. Save us from the punishment of the fire. Thereafter, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Bilal, only the tears of I can extinguish the fire of hell. Woe to those who recite verses and do not ponder over them. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, when Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam would stand for salah, he would engage himself in lamentation so deeply that the rumbling sound from his heart would be heard from a mile away. One day Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam came out of his home for advising and making people fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And 40,000 people were present there when he alayhi salatu wasalam delivered his bayan. And deeply moved by highly effective and emotive bayan, 30,000 people passed away out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam would stand for salah, he would weep so much out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, the trees and lumps of earth would start weeping with him. Even his blessed father Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam would also break into tears. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam would continue weeping until he would get unconscious. Due to constant weeping, tears had left scars on his blessed cheeks. The blessed mother of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam would apply cotton bandages on his blessed cheeks. Despite that, when he alayhi salatu wassalam would stand for salah again, he would start weeping, drenching the cotton bandages with the tears flowing from his eyes. Upon seeing him, his blessed mother squeezing it for making it dry, and the water of his tears dropping on her arm, he would make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in this way: O Allah Azza wa Jal, these are my tears. This is my mother, and I am your servant, whereas you are the most merciful. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam used to weep so much that he had lost most of his sight due to constant weeping. People humbly said to him, O the Prophet of Allah, why did you weep so frequently that you kept losing your sight? Upon this, he alayhi salatu wassalam said, due to two things. Number one, lest my gaze might fall on any such thing that is forbidden by Sharia. Number two, the eyes which are desirous to behold Rabb Azza wa Jal, I don't want them to see anything else. Therefore, I feel appropriate to become like a blind person, and when I wake up on the Day of Judgment, my gaze may immediately behold Rabb Azza wa Jal. After this, he alayhi salatu wassalam remained alive for 60 years, but no one could see him opening his eyes. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there are some angels of Allah Azza wa Jal whose limbs tremble out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Each tear that flows down their eyes creates an angel who stands and starts glorifying his Rabb Azza wa Jal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once saw Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam weeping and asked, O Jibra'il alayhi salam, why do you weep while you have the most exalted position? He humbly said, why should I not weep? For I have more right to weep, as in Allah's knowledge, I might find myself on some other path rather than the present path. And I don't know, lest I might face any misfortune like Iblis. He used to live amongst the angels. And I don't know, lest I might face trial like Harut and Marut. After listening to this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in tears. Both of them kept weeping until an announcement was made. O Jibreel alayhi salam and O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal has made both of you free from disobedience. Thereafter Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam went and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out. It is quoted that Iblis, Satan, spent 80,000 years in worshipping and did not leave a single space even for the size of foot, where he did not make sajda. But when he disobeyed Rabb Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal cast him out from his court. A collar of curse was put around his neck until the judgment day, making all the acts of his worship going to waste and declaring the punishment of fire for him in hell forever. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam narrated, he saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who being afraid of the catastrophic consequence of Satan, was making dua to Allah in the court of Allah azza wa jal with deep lamentation and clinging to the ghilafi Kaaba, the covering of the Kaaba in other words. Ilahi wa sayyidi la tughayyir ismi wa la tubaddil jismi. Translation, O my Allah azza wa jal, O my creator azza wa jal, I beseech not to exclude my name from the list of your pious people, nor exclude my body from the group of those who are obedient to you, and nor include me among those who earn your wrath. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, why have I never seen Mika'il laughing? He humbly said, Mika'il alayhi salatu wa salam has never laughed since hell was created. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a bird perched on the branch of a tree and said, well done, O bird, you eat and drink, but there is no accountability for you. If only I were like you and not made a human. It is stated that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a register in which he would write weekly deeds and evaluate his deeds on each Friday. Upon finding any act done without pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, as per his own assumption, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would hit himself with a whip and say, why did you do this act? When he passed away, and the people who started giving ghusl to him witnessed the whipping scars on his back and sides. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he who fears Allah Almighty does not express his anger, and whoever attains piety to please Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not follow his whims. If there had not been the Day of Judgment, we would have witnessed something else. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu once recited this blessed verse, part 30, Surah At-Takwir, ayah number 1. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, when the sunlight is rolled up. When he reached this blessed Quranic verse, part 30, Surah At-Takwir, ayah number 10. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when the book of deeds are opened, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became unconscious and fell to the ground. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very renowned muhaddis and ranked amongst famous saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala. He was a dangerous robber previously. Once he broke into a house with the purpose of robbing. By chance, the owner of the house was reciting glorious Quran. He recited the following blessed Quranic verse, part 28, Surah Al-Hadid, ayah 16. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Has the time not come for the believers to humble their hearts to Allah's remembrance? The moment Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyas radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this blessed verse, he worked wonder and he was overwhelmed by shivering out in the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and spontaneously said, Why not, O my Rabb Azza wa Jal? That time has arrived now. So with tearful eyes, he descended the wall of the house and sat in a desolate and depleted house. After a short while, a caravan reached there, and caravan travelers began to say to one another, Don't travel during the night, stay here. A robber named Fuzail bin Ayaz lives in the surroundings of this area. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard all this discussion, he broke into tears. Alas, how sinful I am! The caravans of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam don't travel during the night out of my fear, and women scare the children by using my name. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept weeping continuously until it dawned, and he made true repentance with the intention of serving Kaaba and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal for the rest of his life. So first of all, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu started learning the ilm of hadith, and within a little span of time, he became an honorable muhaddith and also started delivering dars of hadith. Sayyidina Zurara radiallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely pious, ascetic, and a practicing scholar. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the deep fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. During recitation of Quranic verses, when he would recite the blessed Quranic verses regarding the warnings and torment, he would start shivering out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he would even fall unconscious at times out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day during Fajr Salah, as soon as he recited the following blessed verse, part 29, Surah Al-Mudassir, ayah 8-9, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. So when the trumpet will be blown, so that day is a harsh day. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was deeply overwhelmed by the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in the state of performing salah, that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell to the ground while shivering and departed this world. My dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this episode we have just gone through the parables of some of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and in which the virtue of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is very distinctive indeed. We went through the parables of these blessed individuals, so we should follow the parables of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the other blessed holy prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. We should learn how to fear Allah Azza wa Jal just like how they did. We should also follow the blessed angels, the blessed Khulafai Rashideen, and the other blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Ahli Bayti Athar, Tabi'in Kiram, the Fuqaha Islam, Muhaddisina Uzzam, blessed scholars, the blessed saints, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us that we fear Allah Almighty just like how these blessed individuals did. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah calls me to fear you in secret.